Penguin Random House Audio presents Carnegie's Maid by Marie Benedict, read for you by Alana Kerr Collins. Prologue. December 23rd, 1868. New York, New York. The gentle melody of a Christmas song lifted into the air of his study from the street below. The music did nothing to change his mood or his actions. Ensconced behind the black walnut desk in his luxuriously appointed St. Nicholas Hotel suite, fountain pen in hand, Andrew Carnegie wrote like a madman. He paused, searching for the correct word. Glancing around the study lit by the very latest in gas lights, he saw it as if anew. The walls were hung with a heavy yellow brocade wallpaper, and dark green velvet curtains framed the windows, tied back by heavy gold cords, affording him a fine view of Broadway. He knew this suite was superior to any found in America, or even Europe. Yet this fact, which had so pleased him during his earlier visits to New York, now repulsed him. The curtain's gold cord seemed like binding ropes, and he felt trapped inside a rarefied prison. He had argued with his mother that they should stay elsewhere, somewhere less ostentatious. He longed to reside somewhere that was not haunted by memories of Clara, although he did not say that aloud. It no longer seemed right to stay at the St. Nicholas, not without her. He had spent the better part of a year searching for her, with no success, not even the detectives, his top security men, or bounty hunters, the best in the business, could locate a hint of her trail. But his mother would have none of it. Andra! She called him in her inimitable voice.